I'd like to call our annual business meeting of the California Diabetics in Action together. This is Christy Crespin. I am president and very happily so. And today we are going to have a special session for the first hour. And as I said, we're springing forward. Remember, you're celebrating today my 70th birthday and Nellie Emerson's 23rd wedding anniversary. And the best present that we ever could get is that we get to spring our clocks forward tonight so we can live on our real-time clock, daylight savings time. At least it's mine. Anyway, I can't speak for Nellie, but come this time of year, I get my energy and do the happy dance and the squeaks and just extremely happy about daylight savings time coming back. So what I'd like to do is ask you all to please stay muted unless you are being called on, except I'm going to right now ask you all to unmute to find out who's here. So I'll give you a second to unmute everyone.
Christy, you want I can just read the list?
No, I don't.
Okay, all right.
So I'd like to first thank Andrea as our host, Andrea DeClotz. I would like to ask our board members to introduce themselves.
Livy Ostergaard, Vice President.
John Ross, Secretary.
Nicolette Noyes, member of the board. Vivian?
No,
I'm sorry.
Nellie.
I don't know where she is.
Please mute.
She's muted.
Nellie Emerson, treasurer. I was muted.
Okay. Okay. And our other board member is Nancy Unger. I hope she will be here. So if your first name begins with from A to G, please let us know who you are.
David Mandel, Berkeley, California.
Thank you.
Hey, David. I'm Brandon Eslick, Tulare, California.
Oh, wonderful, Brandon. Welcome.
Alan Lynn.
Yay, Alan. I knew you'd be here.
Oh, he must be iPhone. Okay.
No.
Alan, are you iPhone?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm on Zoom.
Okay. I know. Yeah, I know that.
Okay. If your name is H through J, first name, H through J.
Jamie Gibson Barrows out of Fresno.
Thank you, Jamie.
Hi, Jamie.
Hello.
No other H through J's? Hey, did we miss Frank?
Yeah, I don't know how we missed Frank, but Frank, I know you're there.
I was thinking you were going by last name, Frank Welty.
No, I said first name.
Oh.
Gotta follow instructions.
That helps, yeah.
Gotta follow instructions. Anyone else, A through J, first name that didn't call your name? All right, K through T, first name.
Mary Lynn Matthias.
Oh,
welcome.
Hi.
And where are you from?
Chatsworth, California.
All right.
Could you repeat your name, please? You are here as iPhone, I think. Mary?
Mary Lou.
Mary Lou, welcome, Mary Lou, thank you.
Okay, thank you for coming, Mary Lou.
Karen Trotter is here.
Karen!
Hi, Karen.
Welcome.
Yay, Karen.
Okay. Anyone else? K through T, first name?
Hey, Karen.
Okay. T or U through Z?
So that's Vivian Younger.
Okay.
Hey, Vivian.
Thank you. We're so glad you're here, Vivian. And is there anyone who didn't say your name yet? Like, did we ever find out who iPhone is?
Yes, that's Mary Lou.
It's Mary Lou. Perhaps,
and I've that's Mary Lou. Her.
Yep.
Okay. Perhaps Andrea could please change her name.
All right. She did.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
Got it.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And so how many participants do we have, Andrea?
14.
Okay.
15. Somebody just joined us.
15. Oh. Wow. So let's see if this is Artis or Kevin or both.
Yes.
It's both of us are here.
Fantastic. Hey, thank you and welcome. Yay. All right. Okay. I know more people will be joining us as the afternoon goes on. Hopefully y'all will stick with us and get on board. Okay, there's Nancy Younger. Good. Welcome, Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
Well, thank you. I'm on paratransit on the way home from my meeting.
Okay, good for you, but you're doing it.
Great.
Wonderful.
I'm doing
wonderful.
It, sweetheart. I'm making an effort. I'm making that's
you
my New Year's
are.
Resolution.
Great. Okay. So thank you, everybody. And so what we would like to do is I'm going to ask Nikki, can you pull up the agenda and read the agenda so people know what they're looking at?
Sure. Okay. The meeting call to order by Christy.
No, Preston. No, oh, not no, minutes.
Oh, no, the agenda. I'm sorry. Okay.
Thank you. I just sent it.
Oh, okay.
You sent it by email?
Yeah, I sent it by email.
Well, it says agenda 3/11/2023. So, okay, I'm on the wrong page.
Maybe I can screen share. Okay, hang on. Okay, meeting call to order. By Christy Crespin. Is this what you have? 1:30
yes.
p.m.?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Roll call 1:35 p.m. And then the program. And then the minutes will come later.
Right. What I'm saying is just could you read down the agenda and.
Okay. All right. Program, Nellie Emerson, co-chair, Education and Programs Committee. Minutes at 2:40 p.m. Treasurer's report, Nellie Emerson at 2:50 p.m. Committee interest and signups. Please come and sign up to serve on the committees listed below. Constitution and bylaws has Nellie Emerson chair, Alan Ramos, Nicolette Noyes, and Christy Crespin. Education and programs is Nellie Emerson co-chair, Nicolette Noyes co-chair, Vivian Younger, Olivia Ostergaard, Alan Ramos and Connie Thomas and Christy Crespin. Membership, Doreeny Dobbins, co-chair, Olivia Ostergaard, co-chair, Nicolette Noyes and Christy Crespin. Nominations, Nellie Emerson, chair, Doreeny Dobbins, Nicolette Noyes, Olivia Ostergaard. Peer support, Nellie Emerson, co-chair, Keith Kabbala, Nancy Unger, Nicolette Noyes, Connie Thomas, Christy Crespin, 3 p.m. President's message, Christy Crespin, 3:10 p.m. Board member comments, 3:15 p.m. Membership recruitment, 3:20 p.m. If you would like to join as a new member, please send $25 dues to Christy Crespin through Zelle at 909-800-7189 and or communicate with Nellie Crespin, treasurer.
Nellie Emerson?
Isn't that what I said? What did I
say? No, Crespin.
Oh, I'm sorry. Nellie Emerson. I'm looking right at it. Okay. I'm so sorry. Treasurer at nellie.emerson@att.net or mail to nellie.emerson@att.net. Crispy Crispin, president may be contacted at blind.lcsw@gmail.com or mail to blind.lcsw@gmail.com. The CDA email is cda.ccb22@gmail.com. And 2022 is the date that we began. Mail to cda.ccb22@gmail.com. If you are a member of ACBDA, dues for CDA are $15. If you are not affiliated with ACBDA, dues are $25. Members' comments, 325. Next program and meeting, Saturday, May 27th, 2023, 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. And we will adjourn at 3:30 p.m.
Okay, we'll hold ourselves as closely accountable as we can to that. All right, so without further ado, starting 10 minutes later than we expected, I ask everyone to mute, and I hand this over to Nelly Emerson, our Education and Programs Co-Chair.
Welcome, everybody, and I'm so glad you're here today. What we are going to do is we are going to have a guided discussion on all topics pertaining to diabetes and diabetes management. And so the way that this will take place is that we have a series of questions that are open-ended, and I will read a question, and so will Vivian and Nikki. We'll take turns, and once a question is read, then please raise your hand if you want to comment or participate in discussing that question. So here we go. Starting with the first question, knowing that the world is full of food, and activities and unplanned events, how do you manage diabetes and other health concerns? Feel free to raise your hand.
We have no hands, Nellie.
Okay. So.
I hope you all will really participate. So I know this is a really tough time for me. I have had many losses during this time of year, from basically February through June, but specifically February and March. And so what I'm finding myself doing, and I kind of wasn't even, thinking about it, but I have found myself emotionally eating at lunchtime. And what happens is that I'm by myself, and I'll start grabbing, and I start out knowing that I'm supposed to do something, you know, what I want to eat, and I eat that thing, but I have this void right now. And so I've been grabbing everything, root beer float bars and popcorn and almonds and whatever, ice cream, Rice Krispie treats that I don't even care for, but they're Ed's stash and I grab them. Now, because I know this, and it really was brought home to me when I talked to my health coach on Friday, I am going to start journaling and praying at this time. And if I want something, what I will do is hold myself off by going immediately after I eat lunch and go on my treadmill and walk and read either something for pleasure or something spiritual or some whatever for 15 minutes. And then if I still want it, I'll see. Thank you.
This is Nellie. I want to add to that. The idea of doing an exercise activity really does help to improve, one's mood, but it also distracts from going further and eating more stuff. And one of the things that that I do besides the exercise is that I drink a lot of water. Anybody want to join in on this question?
If you'd like to contribute, raise your hand, please.
Okay, let's go on to the next question.
Vivian.
Okay.
Yes, what I wanted to add to this is often if we respond just on the emotional level, at which we all do that, it's important to have a go-to plan. And what that might look like is a list of what can I do, could I do, should I do, whatever you want to call it, but make it positive. And that way, if it's about, oh dear, I'm sitting right here and boy, do those M&Ms look really great. And if you're diabetic, oh dear, yes, I should not be doing that. So where's my list? Because right now, I just want to go on the pure I want. So what I would suggest is making a list, going down it, just, oh yes, I'm going to choose this right now. And this could be an activity. It could be maybe even a game with Lady A. It could be, oh yes, let me read a recipe that I'm looking forward to that I could enjoy to my heart's content. So I think planning ahead and just having that aside somewhere. Now, a sighted person, I would say, if you have a vision, put it in large print on your refrigerator. And those of us who read Braille, put them on, I'll say 3x5 cards so that we really have to read it with our fingertips. And so all of those may be a guidepost to helping us be able to stay on course. That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you, Vivian. Vivian, would you like to read the next question?
Nellie?
Nikki. Nikki. I have my hand up.
Okay.
Yeah. Please let me do this, okay? Yes, Nikki, I see you. Thank you.
Okay. Another thing that we could do is sit very quietly in a comfortable spot and breathe in through your nose very slowly and breathe out through your mouth and do this 3 times, and it relaxes your body. It brings out the endorphins and it makes you forget about what you were thinking about. When I quit smoking, I did that and it worked beautifully. I didn't want a cigarette anymore, and it tends to get rid of cravings, whatever they are. So that's another thing that we can do if we find that we want to eat instead of finishing and then going on with whatever we're doing. Thank you.
Okay, let's go on to the next question.
Okay, this is Nikki. What glucose monitoring devices do you use? And while people are thinking about that, I can let you know that on the 14th of April, I believe it's the 14th of April, it's the second Tuesday in April, we have an ACB community chat. We're going to be talking
about... It's the 11th.
Yeah. April 11th. We're going to be having a talk about the glucose monitoring devices. So put that on your calendar and come and join us.
Okay. And Alan has his hand raised. Alan, please go ahead and unmute.
I have a glucose Prodigy glucose device.
And Alan, can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes, the talking glucose device. When you put the test strip in, it asks you to put blood on the strip, and then it gets you your reading. You have to stick your fingers.
Mm-hmm. And is it, easy for you to use? Are you able to?
Yes, I was taught how to use it, so it's, I can use it.
Great. Well, thank you for sharing. Anybody else have a comment on this question?
Livy, go ahead and unmute, please.
Oh, shoot. Okay, can you hear me?
Unmuted. Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes, you're fine.
You know what? And I do use a Prodigy as well, but I also use, I'm going to start using it tonight, I hope, is a Freestyle Libre. And for those that don't know what that is, it's a CGM that put this little round thing that's about as big as a quarter, half dollar or something. You put it on your side of your arm or on your gut, and it's got a little sensor on it, and then you get a reader and you scan it, and it gives you your number of your blood sugar level, and it's in large print, large numbers, so sometimes I can read it and sometimes I can't. It just depends on if my eye's not blurry or whatever. I don't think I can read it with my new blind shell phone, but those are two options that I have. And if anybody would like, I can go over and get my Prodigy and play it for everybody so they know what it does.
Nikki has her hand raised. Nikki, go ahead.
Well, first of all, what do people think? Would they like to hear what Livy has to play for us? Yes or no, maybe. I'd like to hear it.
Yes. Okay.
While you're looking for it, the question I had is, do any of the glucose monitoring devices talk to you?
Yes.
Okay. I'd like to hear more about that too. When we get
okay, the Freestyle Libre, you could run it off your iPhone.
What did they say?
The Freestyle Mary Lou. The Freestyle Libre 14-day and the newest one that's coming out, the 28. But actually, it's a 14-day. You change it. They have an app, and you can program that to work off your iPhone.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
And I love the Freestyle Libre. You don't have to worry about getting it wet in the shower. You can go swimming, and I talked to Abbott Lab. And if you're, splashing around, it's okay. But if you really want to swim, you need to cover it. But, they only say 30 minutes.
When you want to talk, would you raise your hand, please? Everybody else is doing that. Okay, thank you. I would really appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay,
Livy's hand is raised.
Okay, Livy.
I've got my Prodigy right here, and I'm going to get a strip and put it in, and it'll do its thing. I'm not going to take my blood sugar right now, but I'm just showing you this is what it sounds like for those that have never used one. These are probably the cheapest. It's probably the cheapest glucose monitor out there. And it's very small, and it's got its own little carrying case and stuff. Come on, where's my doodad? There we go.
Your Prodigy meter is on. Please apply blood into the test strip.
And then you prick your finger and put it on the end, and then it'll give you your level. But that's what it sounds like.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other comments on this topic?
Vivian has her hand up.
Nikki, yes? Could you please let Andrea do that?
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, I'm having trouble unmuting. Vivian has her hand raised. Go ahead, Vivian.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so my question to you is, suppose you don't want to prick your hand because you want to save your fingers for reading Braille. What options are there? Is there any options for people like that?
There is an option.
Okay, we have a couple of hands. I don't know, Christy, if you want to, I think my understanding is that the continuous glucose monitors is the would be a different, you don't have to pick it up.
Yeah, but what I'd like to do is ask people to respect raising your hand.
Yeah.
If it's difficult to raise your hand because you're on the iPhone, I think it's more. And then find the thing for raised hand.
All right, and Jamie has her hand raised. Jamie, okay. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. I just had a question on the Prodigy. For those who use it, because I try to help teach clients on how to use it, and they have the darndest time putting the strip in and the device that they've never used before. Now, I have put like right above it, a little locator dot to help them. But does anybody have any tips to kind of help out with putting it in that little slot? Thank you.
Okay, Karen has her hand raised. Go ahead, Karen, please.
Hi, everyone. For those who don't know, I was diagnosed with diabetes last May. And so I've had fun with learning all of this and started using a Prodigy. Prodigy Voice is really the only talking glucose meter that's out there anymore. And the one that you just heard Olivia play a little bit of. Getting the strip in is a little tricky, but I would look for on the top edge, there's a little round inverted circle kind of looking thing. And that's what you want to look for and then put the strip in there. But I'm more into the CGMs because I switched to continuous glucose monitor because I didn't want to prick my Braille fingers anymore unless I had to. Yeah. So there's two of those. There's the Libre 2 and the Libre 3 is just coming out now. And then there's the Dexcom. So there's two different types of CGMs. And unless you're finding a lot of discrepancy or a lot of things that aren't quite seeming right, like you have symptoms, but your glucose, your Libre or your Dexcom isn't showing the right amount that it should be according to how you feel, then you still want to use the Prodigy Voice to do a finger prick and make sure that your CGM is working correctly. So that's just a little bit about that. But the Libre and the Dexcom both work with the iPhone very, very well. I was able to set up the whole thing by myself with the iPhone. So don't mean to overtalk here, but just wanted to let you know.
No, this is great information. Thank you, Karen. Okay. I guess we're ready for our next question.
Vivian?
I'm getting confused whether I'm muted or not muted and raising hand.
Oh,
we hear you. Okay, and reading Braille. So, okay, how do you prefer to receive prescription information on your medication bottles and packages?
Okay, Libby, go ahead.
I have a it's a prescription bottle reader, and I can't think of the name of it offhand. I don't use it very often because what I've done is I've taken a drawer in my kitchen, and it's underneath this one cabinet, and I have all of my medications lined up in certain areas of the drawer, like on my left hand corner is my Actos. Next to that's my lisinopril and a little box of, I don't know what. And then at next to that is my oxybutin. And then next to that is my 7-day morning medication little containers. And it's a, you know, Sunday through Saturday. And I put my morning, all of my morning meds, my vitamin and my thyroid and my vitamin D and my half a metformin, one tablet in that. And then next to that, two bottles over is my vitamins D. And then next, and then my, you know, those where I keep those. And then in the right-hand corner is I have, those are my other halves of my metformin, which I use for the evening, because I only take a half of a metformin in the morning and a half in the evening. And then above that, I have my Zoloft and my Zocor, which is my statin. But I've put them all in, and then all of the other bottles, I keep them all together in certain spots in the drawer, so then I can find them and I know where they are. And that's just easy for me. But I don't, I do have the script talk thing, but I don't use it as much. Excuse me.
Okay. Any other comments on that question?
Vivian, go ahead, please.
Sure. So I have done a variety of ways just for the heck of it. And I love getting my, my bottles already in Braille. So like, for example, Optum Rx will send your medications already pre-labeled in Braille. Then you have the choice of going, brailing them yourself and sticking them on. And then also the Walgreens has a pill reminder with a reading machine. And then you have Envision America, which is very, very active in helping pharmacies set up where you can you can read it with a machine that they have, and they usually label the they put the labels on the bottom of the medication. That makes it a lot easier than trying to, you know, you have this round bottle, which is impossible to read with an iPhone, but if you go that route. And then of course the other option is that you can get say someone from the AIRA app or the Be My Eyes app to help you identify your medications. But I think for security purposes, if possible, to be able to set up something that's going to work for you independently. Those are my thoughts.
Okay, any other comments on this topic?
Christy.
I use the script talk, and I don't use it a lot, but I do use it when I'm getting my medications. I have the iPhone app, which I find to be extremely helpful. Good for you, Livy, that you can remember all those medications, because I have no clue. I don't remember. I try to remember bottles, but they don't send things always in the same kind of bottle. So, and sometimes they'll send things, the same medications, or two different medications in the same type of bottles, which is really frustrating. I have Kaiser, and I really wish that Kaiser would have a Braille labeling. So I think I would like to get together with people who do have Kaiser, and maybe we can reach out and ask them as a group, which I always say their safety in numbers, that we could have more of a you know, we would count more. There would be more numbers that would say, hey, we want this, not just one person. that's my input. Thank you.
Great idea.
Thank you, Christy.
Nancy?
Okay, here we go. Yeah, I know the Vision America has called me. I have a smartphone, but I have a smart vision too. The Blind Shell Classic too, I apologize. Anyway, I have Braille labels from CVS Caremark for the 90-day supplies, but also you can get an app with, if you don't have the Script Talk, there's an app you can put on the actual phone, and you can read the phone, read the label with that, or there's Seeing AI, there are various OCR apps you can put on the phone that read barcode labels. You can do that kind of thing. I mean, it's each to his or her own. I think it's extremely dangerous to you. If it works for you, that's okay to remember pills and shapes and all that. You could. What if you're in a funk and you overdose by accident? You don't want that. I wouldn't do that, but that's me, you know. But I would say that there's Braille, there's the reading apps there that actually read barcodes. If you're an Android user, there's Google Lookout. There's also Iron Be My Eyes, especially Be My Eyes is free. You know. So those are several of the ways you can read your I think the question had to do with reading your discerning your medication. I was off the phone for a minute. But meantime, I was going to say something else. Now I can't remember what it was, but there's accessible pharmacy, but I don't know if that would interfere with Kaiser members. I think Kaiser members should advocate, you know, if they need Braille labels, and some pharmacies have Braille labels. Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy. Okay. So I guess we can go on to our next question, and that is, regarding diabetic management, what is your most pressing concern?
Okay, Libby has her hand up. And Libby, I don't know if that was, you must have just put it up because I didn't see it. So go ahead and unmute.
Okay, I was going to ask Nancy, and she mentioned the Blind Shell Classic too, and I have that as well. Does it read the bottles, or do you have to go to a certain app to do that, like Be My Eyes or whatever?
Can I answer that? I just unmuted myself without raising my hand.
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. Blind Shell Classic 2 has Google Lookout. You can go to, beta food labels or yes, it will read some. It'll read some bottles. It'll read various things. That is in the App Store on the Blind Shell Classic 2. That's correct.
Okay.
That's
one, I've never
that's
used
the only.
That.
But they're working on a GCM app too. But that might take a while in coming. Thank you.
Let's see who are you here?
Okay. So are there any raised hands for a question about the most pressing concerns of diabetic management?
You don't have any hands at the moment.
Okay.
Oops, one went up. That always happens.
Nikki, I'm going to ask you again. Please don't help me. This is my job. Okay.
I'm sorry.
I know you can see it and you probably can do it faster, but it's my job. Okay. Nancy, go ahead, please.
So what is my pressing concern about diabetes management? Is that the question?
Yes.
Okay. My concern is eating. Sometimes I eat when I feel euphoric or feel happy. Sometimes I eat when I feel sad, and I eat some things I shouldn't eat, but that eating can be a problem. My A1C is not bad, but it has been a lot better, and it could be even better. But that's my concern, is sometimes I use eating as an emotional tool, and I'm trying not to do that. Thank you.
Okay. Any other comments on this particular question?
Karen has her hand raised. Karen, go ahead, please.
me again, Karen Trotter. Nancy, thank you for that information about the blind shell. I was wondering if they were working on a CGM app. So good to know that they're maybe in their in the back of their mind. That would be good. I am a very competitive person. Go back to Nancy's too. I am also an emotional eater. Oh my goodness. Yeah. It doesn't matter what emotion. Anyway, and I am also a sugar addict, and I'm not just saying that, you know, people laugh about, oh, that's funny, you love sugar. No, I'm a sugar addict. I was raised with sugar, and it was always a reward thing for me and whatever. So sugar is my thing. So I've been competing with myself and having no sweet challenges is what I call them, where for a certain period of time, I do not allow myself to have any sweets. And that sounds kind of cold turkey-ish, but for someone who really loves sugar, that's what works for me. And I use a devotional to go along with it that helps me go to God instead of to sugar. So that's one thing that I'm using, but I'm competitive. So if anybody else wants to compete with me on anything, like exercising or not eating sweets for, you know, we could even start with a week, just to kind of get used to competing and having some fun with it. I don't like the shouldn't game. That annoys me.
Yes.
So, and I don't like the can't have. There should never be something you cannot have. Hmm. You may postpone it until a better time, but there shouldn't be can't really in my mind, and there shouldn't be shouldn't. So that's just me.
Karen, I really love your comment. Thank you. Any other comments? Okay, I guess we're ready for the next question.
Okay, this is Nikki. What does successful diabetes management look like to you?
We don't have any hands at the moment. Christy, go ahead.
It's the mute, unmute. You think it's unmuted and it's not, etc.
I didn't mean to silence everybody. Sorry.
Yeah. No, I too, Karen, love what you said. And, you know, this kind of leads me to a question of, do we need to have, or would not, we don't need to have anything, but would we like to start supporting each other through some kind of, you know, mentorship or some kind of peer support in this area. I think where I've had, and this is a success question, right? So I guess people feel weird saying that they've had success or embarrassed to say I haven't really had success. I think success comes in periods. Periods of time. So at one period of time, I was having great success, and I am diagnosed pre-diabetic, but I know I'm supposed to go and I'm afraid to because I don't think I'm going to be pre-diabetic much longer. At one point I had my blood sugar level, my A1C down to, I think 6 or maybe even lower than that. My weight was also way down, and my energy level was up. I have seasonal affective disorder. And so I've been diagnosed with major depression recurrent in remission. But the seasonal affective disorder kicks my butt. And this year, together with the losses that I've experienced because of people continuing to leave us, my sister-in-law, we just lost, my aunt, we lost like a little over 6 months ago, etc. I'm having a tough time right now, and it's not that I'm feeling depressed, but I'm doing stupid things. Like I said, the emotional eating, one food right after the other at lunch. But in those periods that I have experienced a lot of success, I have, I've really had a high energy level, a really positive outlook on life. You know, the emotional aspect is more gratitude. And I don't get as frustrated or emotionally pissed off about what other people are eating that I'm not eating, or they're eating it too, so damn it, I want it and I eat it. So I really think a lot of it has to do with what we put into our heads, the things we read, the people we're talking with, and those that we're hanging out with, that help in the strategic planning for success of our diabetes or pre-diabetes management. Thank you.
Okay. We have
time. Any other hands?
Oh, okay.
Vivian, please go ahead.
Okay. So success can be measured in so many different ways. A success is showing up to the meeting today. Another success is today I feel pretty good about the meal that I had. And so it's treasuring and living in the moment. Because when we live in the moment, we don't let negative self-talk get in the way of our joy for doing something that we've done in the moment. And also by the end of the day, we have a positive list to reflect back on. And if it isn't a quote good day, according to you individually, then maybe meditation and allowing ourselves to be more patient with ourselves, that's success. It's very difficult when we hear these yummy commercials and we hear, oh, let's go try this impromptu going out, and no, let's go do pizza. And you think, oh, no, pizza, it's not going to work, or whatever. So all of that can be get put in that negative self-talk column. And sometimes there's residue from that. And so what I would say for those that are diabetic, and we constantly have to look at diabetes like a puzzle. Today, I'd like for my puzzle to look like this. What can I do to change my puzzle? So the more positive self-talk, thoughts, actions that we can do, I would say, let's embrace them as success. That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you, Vivian. Any other hands?
Yes.
I don't see a hand. If somebody... there, Mary Lou, I see you now. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, what do you do when your husband wants his pasta? And I take just a tiny bit, but he is an Italian guy and he wants his pasta. And it's like, oh my God, it's bad for me, but I got to make it for him.
Okay, Christy, go ahead.
So Mary Lou, I have two perfect solutions for you. One is called spaghetti squash noodles. They are sold through Amazon, and the brand is Soley, or S-O-L-E-L-Y. We joke and say Soleli, but it's Soley. And they hydrate in water, and so you can warm them up. They are a very healthy non-starchy carbohydrate, so that Andy can have pasta till his heart's content, and you can have your spaghetti squash noodles to your heart's content. They take they're very easy to prepare. And the other thing is called palmini, P-A-L-M-I-N-I, hearts of palm. And they have, I didn't like the mash, but I did very much like the rice, the angel hair, the linguine, and the sheets. And so you can use them, rinse them really well. They are already cooked, so you're just heating them through or adding them to your recipe. And they are also a non-starchy, wonderful, very healthy carb. I hope that helps.
This is Nellie. Yes. Okay.
Go ahead, Nellie.
And in addition to that, actual fresh spaghetti squash, it's a very low glycemic, and you could have a cup, and very low calorie as well.
Nancy?
There's also it's not the spaghetti squash, which I love, but you can also get whole wheat pasta, which is better than, you know, and just eat it in moderation, eat a little of it. But that's better than regular pasta, I think. Thank you.
Okay, so we are at pretty close to the bottom of the hour, and we can do one more question, and then we'll need to close our program and start the meeting. So we can take the next question.
Go ahead, Nikki. Nikki has her hand raised.
It's my turn. It's Vivian's turn, but what I was wondering is if we could go to the following question: how does sleep affect your blood sugar levels and diabetes management? Because I have a really good suggestion on that. Could we do that one? Instead of how would individual and group support be useful to you? If not, it's okay. I just wondered. Or maybe we could do them both quickly. Go ahead, Vivian.
Go ahead, Vivian.
I think we should do the next question because it will show what the need is for people that are new to here, to this group or to this presentation. So I think that's just my personal opinion about this.
Okay, so let's go on with the scheduled question.
Mm-hmm. All right, so the question is, how would individual or group peer support be useful to you?
Erin, go ahead.
Hi, it's me again. These are some great points, everybody. I love it. Great discussion questions, too. If anybody is interested in doing a sugar fast with me and you want to go through this 40-day sugar fast book that I'm doing, which is little devotions to read every day, and I could even read them to you if you want to do it that way. But anyway, if anyone ever wants to try that kind of thing, you're welcome to contact me and we could get together.
Libby?
I just had an epiphany. I think that we should try to develop a buddy system, kind of like how women do with BSEs, and we won't go any further on that. You know what that is. Mm-hmm. Where every week, pick a certain day and get, you know, you have a buddy that you're going to, like, for instance, I could go with Nellie or Nellie go with Christy or what have you. And you call each other on the phone or you email and, you know, talk to each other. How are you doing? What steps have you done today? And I have a suggestion about the pasta. Another thing you can do is you can cook it al dente. In other words, you don't cook it for the whole time because that lessens the starch in it. And my husband tries to do that. And I have the same issue, Mary Lou, because he's Italian as well. So anyway, but that's another thing that you could do. Thanks.
Thank you, Livy. And let's go ahead and take the final question.
Hold on. Nellie, Alan. Oh, okay. Yeah, Alan, go ahead.
The reason why this group would be helpful to me, because I know that there's people out there that if I have, you know, a question, I can always ask them, or resources that might be relevant to diabetes, I could get advice on how to reach those resources. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan.
Okay, Christy.
So if you guys are a little bit excited about this, come and join us on our peer support calls. We have the best kept secret. On ACB Media, we are having support group calls once a month at 3 p.m. Pacific through ACB Media. And we can talk about whatever people want to talk about. And this month, Nellie and I will be co-facilitating together. This March is National Nutrition Month. And so I love it because, you know, there's so much we can do with good nutrition and healthy foods, healthy eating, healthy hydration. But we will be having different kinds of topics along with what people want to discuss. So that's through ACB Media. And, you know, if you go to community@acb.org or call 866, oh, come on, help me, Andrea, 424-8666, is that right? 800-424-8666 and ask to speak to Cindy or Belinda Bell. You can get information. But the other thing that I want to say is, I love where this is going. Buddy mentorship, the scriptural fast. I just love where this is going. So I hope we can, when we have our peer support calls, that people will join us, people will consider getting on this committee, and we can move our what we do forward. Because you're right, Alan, there we need all of this. And we're just, you know, 16, 17 people on this call. Imagine if there were 100 people on this call. Thank you. And yes, we'll go another 5 minutes and then we'll go to the meeting.
Okay, Jamie.
Okay, thank you. You know, being newer to my positions and things like that, but you know, for people to join it, you know, the ACB support that you were just talking about, or even this group within supporting and peers, do people have to be a member?
No.
Or is the public, is it open to the public?
Anybody can get, you can write to community@acb.org. They will add you to the daily schedule. You do not have to be a member. That's the whole point, is that people who, you know, are not members are learning about ACB. That's one of the points of community. And anybody can get that daily schedule.
Okay, great. Thank you. Because, you know, in my area, we do a lot of community calls. We have guest speakers and we're always looking for resources for people. You know, because we have a high level of our clients, you know, they've lost their vision due to diabetes. And so that would be really awesome for us internally to implement and perhaps
getting that word out a little bit more.
I think there are more calls also besides Christy's monthly call. I think there may be other occasional calls that have to do with diabetes, because the CDA is affiliated with the ACB Diabetics in Action, and I know they're pretty active. But there are more than 100.
Andrea, that's not true.
Sorry. Okay. My apologies. But there are over 100 calls a week on community. So certainly there may be other calls that may be of interest.
Okay. Could you repeat it? It was
community@acb.org.
Okay.
And my apologies, Christy. I made an assumption that was erroneous.
Okay.
Vivian, go ahead, please.
So what I wanted to say was, Karen, you've got a partner with that quest. Also, a lot of the calls that are on the ACB, and I don't know this for sure because I work, but I really would like to see those of us who work and can't go to some of these meetings, that there be something offered in connection to this group on the weekend, and that I'd be willing to be a part of that, help set it up so that we have a place also. That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you.
Livy, go ahead and unmute, please.
There we go. And the community call, the next ACB community call will be this Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific time. And it's usually always the second Tuesday of the month. I wanted to clarify on that. And so people know what's going on. And Viv, that's a great idea. That's a great idea. And Jamie, we need to talk, because I've been thinking about why haven't we done a presentation over at VCB, and I'd be more than willing to help you with that.
Thank you.
Nancy, go ahead and unmute, please.
Hi, I have that's my cat. Sorry about that.
How cute.
I moved her. She signed them in. I moved her up on purpose. Anyway, I'm sorry. Let's see. I have a on the Blind Show Classic, too. There is a podcast app. I don't know who has it. I think it was Mary Lou who has the phone. I can't remember who has the phone. But and I also have it on the Braille Touch Plus. But what I'm concerned about is getting – so there are some podcasts, I think, with ACB Community Calls, and I can't figure out how to get to them. I'm not sure where to look, you know. And I don't know – if they're on, you have to go to the ACB media to get them.
Yeah, we are off topic, but we can talk about that another time.
Oh, yeah, okay. No, I'm just talking about for those who missed the ACB community calls, you know, that's what I'm trying to discuss. Yeah, okay.
Not all calls are recorded.
Yeah.
And especially these type of calls are not recorded.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That makes sense. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So thank you, everyone. And I'd like to thank our programs, education and programs committee, Nellie Emerson, Nicolette Noyes, Vivian Younger, Olivia Ostergaard. Those are the primary people who were instrumental today. And I'd like to move on. Well, I'm what's that called? Ex officio, thank you. I was going to say ex post facto. Oh, good. Okay. So, welcome, Mr. Acosta. So we will now begin with our reading of our minutes.
Nikki?
Oh, I don't know what happened.
Sorry, I was muted. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
California Diabetics in Action meeting minutes for January 28, 2023. Meeting call to order by Christy Crespin, 4:10 p.m. Roll call, 4:05 p.m. Christy, Olivia, Nellie, Nikki, Nancy, Keith Kabbalah, Connie Thomas, Dorini Dobbins, Frank Welty, Karen Schroeder, and Vivian Younger. Excuse me. Minutes 4:10 p.m. read by Nikki, Olivia. Okay, read by Nikki, Olivia, Nikki passed. Okay. Treasurer's report. Nellie Emerson, 4:15 p.m. Beginning balance, $475, $25 dues, ending balance, $500. Status of bank account. Banker at Wells Fargo discussed with Nellie, could not open account under CCB, so recommended considering to get a fictitious business license. They said in Santa Barbara that we cannot be licensed as a business. County representative put her through to someone in tax assessor's office. He said to go online, complete application for fictitious name, good for 5 years. Complete application online, good for 5 days. Must present completed application and pay fee of $40, $47, and it will be granted immediately. She is in the process of getting the application. Then she can open the account at Wells Fargo. This bank has a lot of branches. For a discount, there is a balance needed to be maintained of $500, which is the startup money of $500 from CCB. Nellie is donating the $47 application fee for fictitious license. Nellie moved, Olivia seconded, carried. Christy is donating $75 for the CCB affiliate dues due by February 15th. Committees, committee interest and sign up, list of active committees, constitution and bylaws, Nellie chair, Alan Ramos, Nikki, Christy, education and programs, Nellie co-chair, Nikki co-chair, Vivian Younger, Olivia Ostergaard, Alan Ramos, Connie Thomas, Christy. Membership, Dorini Dobbins, co-chair, Olivia Ostergaard, co-chair, Nikki and Christy. Nominations, Nellie, chair, Dorini Dobbins, Nikki, Olivia. Peer support, Nellie, co-chair, Keith Kabbala, Nancy Unger, Nikki, Connie Thomas, and Christy Crespin, 4:20 p.m. President's message, Christy Crespin, 4:30 p.m. Grow chapter membership activity and become a part of ACBDA. Board member comments, 4:35 p.m. Nancy, how do we motivate people to come to the meetings? Nikki, would like to see more people work more closely together with less antagonism. Let's improve working together. Become affiliated with ACBDA. Most important affiliate because of the dangers involved with diabetes. Wonderful group of people, like a family. Look forward to more participation. Nellie, even though we have had some obstacles along the way in terms of recruitment and organization, she feels enthusiastic, believes in the mission, and committed to do everything possible to assist blind people with diabetes to live a good life and have good management of their diabetes. Olivia, along with what has been said, she knows people living with diabetes and knows of the importance of managing medical conditions. Membership recruitment, 4:45 p.m. If you would like to join as a new member, please send $25 dues to Christy Crespin through Zelle at 909-800-7189 and or communicate with Nellie Emerson, treasurer, at nellie.emerson@att.net. Christy Crespin, president, may be contacted at blind.lcsw@gmail.com. The CDA email is cda.ccb22@gmail.com. If you are a member of ACBDA, dues for CDA are $15. If you are not affiliated with ACBDA, dues are $25. Members, comments, and discussion, 5 p.m. Dorini, she is in CDA because she has been a mother of a diabetic for the past 28 years, so she has experience of her son, who is now age 31 and was recently hospitalized. We need more members, so she will work hard. She's willing to contact members prior to each meeting. Vivian, because we have such a small group, it might be effective to meet as one committee with our various skill sets, offer a time to have a topic, and we can all show up. We have different people who have different and varied status with vision loss and also some issue with energy level. It is a complex situation where one might walk away feeling overwhelmed and not quite know what to do. For the membership committee, there needs to be some training so people can approach outside groups such as senior centers. It is difficult to get anything out to the agencies serving the blind due to territorial concerns. No matter what committee we are on, we want to be passionate, to have a burst of energy. What she likes is that we are open and vulnerable to strengths and weaknesses. Because she works, she has some difficulty with time and involvement. She may want to entertain reaching everyday organizations and getting on agendas for conferences to be more visible. Fundamentals of diabetes needs to be repeated annually. Advertisement needs to be higher priority. What are the benefits of becoming active with CDA? Keith, reach out to senior centers. If diabetes is not taken care of properly, we have a problem. Connie, as a member, is it a goal for everyone to be on a committee? It is helpful to get more work completed, but not mandatory, is the answer to that question. She would like to try out the peer support and education programs committee. Frank, I am happy to be a part of CDA and give my financial support, and I will participate when possible. My availability for committee work is very low, and I would be happy to consult when I can. Next program and meeting, Saturday pre-convention, March 11th, 2023, 1:30 to 3 p.m. Adjourn, 5:30 p.m. Respectfully submitted for John Ross, Secretary, by Christy Crespin, President. Thank you. That's it.
All right. Thank you, Nikki, very much for reading that. And I'd like to entertain a motion for the approval of the minutes.
Currently unmuted.
I so move.
Okay.
Seconded.
Second. Okay.
So wait, we had
Nellie and Vivian. Livy, I think.
No, Livia was third. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And Nellie and Vivian.
I think I was first, but it really doesn't matter.
Yeah. No, but yeah. Okay, yeah, you hold seconded.
On. Who seconded it? Okay.
Vivian seconded it. Nellie moved and Vivian seconded.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Any questions or comments about the minutes?
Yes, on a minor correction. So the thing that CDA is applying for through Santa Barbara County is a fictitious name. It's not a license.
Okay, fictitious business name. Okay. That's under number 4.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Any other questions or comments? Okay, hearing none, all those in favor of approval signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, motion carries. Okay, and next is our treasurer's report, Nellie.
Okay, there hasn't been any changes. So opening balance is $500 and ending balance is $500. And that's it.
Okay, my pointed question is, when can we expect to have a bank account?
Well, that depends on a few things. Well, going to be gone most of this coming week. So, and the application has to be completed and then dealt with in person within 5 days. So once that happens, then an appointment has to be made with the bank. You can't just walk in and say, I want to open an account.
Okay.
So I don't have the information to accurately answer that question. But I am hoping very soon, hopefully before the end of the month, if possible.
Can we make it a target to happen prior to the next board meeting, is April 6th.
Okay. Yeah, that should be possible because Sometimes when you call to make an appointment at the bank, they might take 5 to 7 days to give you an appointment.
Right.
So we can make that a target.
Okay. Okay.
So that concludes the treasurer's report.
Okay. Would you like to entertain its acceptance?
Yes.
Okay. Any second?
Second, Livy.
Livy? Okay. Any questions or comments? Okay. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Motion carries. All right. And our next is
Constitution and Bylaws.
Okay. Yeah. Our next is the committee and signups. So, and how are we? What time is it? Oh, yay!
About 5 minutes to three.
All right. We done good. Okay, so I love it when we're not chasing the other end of the clock. So Constitution and Bylaws. So Nellie is the chair, and currently we have Alan Ramos, Nicolette Noyes, Christy Crespin, and if you look at these committees, you will see the same names over and over again. Guys, we're tired. We need help. Mm-hmm. Okay, we really need you all. Constitution and Bylaws doesn't do a lot, but when it does, we need to work. And we like to at least stay focused and present with our CCB Constitution, well, actually CCB Bylaws. We would love to affiliate with ACBDA, and so that is one of our targets, which is why we give people a break who are already members of ACBDA. And you know, if it's possible, if you have an in with Tom and company, we would love it if you guys could, you know, talk about why we would like to affiliate with ACBDA. We just think that there's a lot more we can do locally, and we would bring numbers to ACBDA. We would not be taking from ACBDA, and we would have, ability to work in conjunction with ACBDA, but that would also include on local California concerns. So, Nellie, is there anything you want to say about Constitution and Bylaws?
No, very well said, Christy. And we're ready whenever there are any changes that are proposed or needed, then we will have a meeting and get it done.
Okay. Okay, our next committee is Education and Programs. Guess what? Nellie Emerson, co-chair. Nicolette Noyes, co-chair. Members, Vivian Younger, Alan Ramos, Connie Thomas, Christy Crespin.
Olivia Ostergaard.
Olivia Ostergaard.
Yes.
And so are we singing the same song, folks?
We are. And I am just very proud of the Education and Program Committee, because this committee has done a yeoman's job in the first year of CDA. Began by putting on the first program at the May 1st last year at the business meeting, and that one was an overview of diabetes, and we really covered a lot of material there, and then that was followed by a program at the end of August, which was dealing with sleep disorders and diabetes, and we were able to present a lot of information. There's a vast amount of material from medical websites and other sources that that people can access dealing with sleep disorders and diabetes. So we were very happy to do that. We were planning to have a holiday program on the 2nd of December, talking about what do you do, how to survive the holidays with, you know, healthy nutrition. But there was a lot going on and a real shortage of people to work on the program development part of it. So we decided to postpone that. And but we still plan to do presentations on this topic through the ACB peer support hour once a month, and also future programs that we will be developing this year. And then of course there's the, you know, the program that occurred today. So thank you, committee. Well done.
All right.
Nikki,
thank you.
Did you have a comment you wanted to make?
Who?
Nikki.
Yes, I did, and I have to open my door, so I'll say it very quickly. Yeah, as far as the information that we're gathering together, we have a lot of information about a lot of different topics in the diabetic area. So if people want to email us or contact us, we can send you information. We can email what we have in whatever interest you have, or whatever whatever aspect of diabetes, because we've got a lot of information. Just a second, what Nelly said. Now I'm going to go on mute.
Okay. So our email address again is CDA for California Diabetics in Action dot CCB .CCB22 for the year affiliated at gmail.com. CDA.CCB22@gmail.com. So next we have our membership committee, which is co-chaired by Dorini Dobbins and co-chaired by Olivia Ostergaard. And I'm looking at mistakes that I'm just see that I made. Okay, so our members are, imagine this, Nicolette Noyes and Christy Crespin. Mm-hmm. We need help. Please join us. Mm-hmm. We have some good ideas, what we want to do to. We really don't want to just look in CCB. We want to get, if you guys have the names and numbers of senior centers near you, if you have the names and numbers of other agencies that we might be able to talk with and, you know, be a part of their programs, please email us at cda.ccb22@gmail.com and let us know, because we would love to do it, especially if it's virtually. Our next committee is nominations.
Christy, can I stop you for a second?
Go ahead.
Alan has his hand raised and I'm not
okay.
sure.
Go ahead, Alan.
You need some, Christy, do you need some help in the membership? Can you add one more individual?
Yeah, you want to join?
Yeah, I think I will.
Okay, cool. I think I'll write your name in right now. Anyone else want to step up? We need you. Okay, so our next committee is nominations. And chair is, gosh, I get, bet you can't guess. Three guesses, everybody. Starts with an N. Ends with a Y. Natalie Emerson is the chair. Dorini, oh, did you say you want to join this committee, Nancy? The
Not membership. I don't think so. I better
membership committee, and it's not membership. It's nominating.
Nominating. No, chair, I'm sorry about that. No, thank
the
you.
The chair is Nellie. Members are Nellie. I'm sorry, Dorini Dobbins, Nicolette Noyes, and Olivia Ostergaard. The next one I really hope we get people to sign up with is peer support. Three guesses who the chair is. Co-chair, Nellie Emerson. We need a co-chair for that committee. And the members are Keith Kabbalah, Nancy Unger, or you are on it, Nicolette Noyes, Connie Thomas, and of course me, Christy Crespin. The only committee I'm not on is nominations.
Alan, go ahead. Oh, sorry, Christy. Alan has his hand up again.
Go ahead.
You need a co-chair for that committee?
Yep. Uh-huh.
Should I take the plunge and see if I can't work with Nellie on this one? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah. You can join as many as you like.
Okay, cool. Alan Ramos.
Alan, did you join the
my membership is on the list.
Okay.
Okay.
Did you work with Alan? Did you offer to co-chair?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Can Nikki make a comment very quickly?
Yes.
Considering peer support, maybe we should think and talk about at a later doing a weekend chat.
Well, that's been under consideration.
Right. Oh, okay, great.
Not necessarily through ACB Media. That's something to talk about, but we have considered a weekend chat.
Great. Okay. Thank you.
And that would be, committee. Anyone, even if you're not a member, you can join a committee. Mm-hmm. So any other discussion about our committees? Okay. So
Vivian, Vivian, go ahead.
Okay. So in looking at these committees, I really think we should talk about the skill sets that's required for them. Because so people know exactly what the expectations are within them. So I really think this is the time and place to mention that. And so that we have a balance of those, say, that might have computer skills, somebody else, I do better with phone calls, and somebody else, so that we can make sure we have a balance, balance committees. That's my only input about
okay.
That. And the other thing, I'd be very happy to do the weekend one. Not necessarily be on the committee, because I think that I really want to go after the people that work. And anybody can join that, but I think that that's we could consider that. That's of course with board approval, but we could consider that as our bookend to the one that's offered on Tuesday, that second Tuesday. I think you told me that's when that
right.
Have that. So that would be kind of like the bookend, weekenders, retirees, work, etc. It'd be our bookend. And I think that could really be open doors for other people that might want to come in.
Okay.
Those are my thoughts on that one.
Thank you. Great. Thank you. Okay. So any other questions or comments on this topic? Okay.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Oops. Sorry, I'm supposed to raise my hand. Follow the rules. I'm going to do it right now. There.
Go ahead, Vivian.
Okay. So in terms of the membership committee, I'd be willing to be on that committee with the understanding that I really want to see that be an active committee because that's what's involved in embracing members and that type of thing. And I think that maybe there'd be a commitment to where once a month we are targeting one place or the other place so that we can give it a quality time and show up. We have to appear. But just before we do all of that, I don't remember if we have this or not, but do we have a pamphlet or something that we can give to senior citizens or anybody else about who we are? Because we have to start there so people know exactly what they're getting to be a part of the CBA.
And the answer is we had not enough members to work on that. And the person who was doing it left the state. So the answer is no, not okay. At this time.
Then the only thing I'll say right now, just maybe just like we approach the program with a conglomerate of us, maybe we should do that to get that done right. And established. Because once mm-hmm. we do that, then we have our membership. Hey, this is what the benefits are. And here are the questions if you could answer, and we kind of can know where you're going to fit. So one's going to lead to the others, like where I'm going with all that. Now I'm going to stop talking.
Good. Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. A good input.
Sure. Okay.
Any 1 minute, anyone else? Okay. So the next item on the agenda is my president's report or president's message. My message is spread the word. Please, I know that people are busy. If you read my CCB article, you know how many chapters I'm involved with. I'm also involved with three social work organizations, the National Association of Social Workers, and I'm on the Disability Council. So if we have any social workers, I would love to have you on the NASW Disability Council. So if you know of any, spread the word. I am involved with the North American Christians in Social Work, and I'm involved with the California Society for Clinical Social Work. So my plate is very full. I am president of this chapter affiliate, and I'm president of our local chapter. And I hope to be elected again for a third and final board member position. I believe so strongly that we need to be helping ourselves and helping others. Who is going to help us if we don't help ourselves? Who is going to educate and advocate if we don't? You know, we spent a long time last year writing a letter about one of the ACB imperatives. And guess what? I think I saved it. I bet you if I didn't, Nikki did. We get to bring this letter out again, update it, and send it to our Congress people. We're going to ask you all to take this letter, and it's on the Medicare provision. We're going to ask you to please submit it to your Congress people and to our senators. And yeah, they're going to get bombarded, we hope. That's what we want. But, you know, nothing about us without us. What happens without us? Nothing. My next is the comments from the board. And so if a board member would like to comment, please raise your hand on anything that we've talked about today or that we haven't talked about.
Oh, I'm sorry, Chrissy.
Yeah, that's okay.
So this is Nellie. So what happens without us isn't always nothing. Many times what happens without us are things that are detrimental to us as blind people. And so it's really critical to be involved on whatever level you are capable and able to do so. I just want to make a comment about Judy Heumann, who was considered, you know, the mother of the disability rights movement. Of course, the blind started a lot sooner than the disability rights movement. We started in the 1930s. But Judy Heumann was a remarkable person, and she lived, you know, she talked the talk and did the walk in her wheelchair by dealing with people in the legislature, people in the community, grassroots organizations, and all kinds of things. And I had the pleasure of meeting her when I was in Long Island University in New York. I was a freshman and she was an advanced student. So anyway, I just wanted to mention her and remember her and know that activism works.
Thank you, Nellie.
Okay.
Nikki has her hand raised.
Okay.
I'd like to say something. I'd like to give you a little bit of background for me. My dad and my uncle and my aunt were all diagnosed with glaucoma when they were in their 70s. And my mother was diagnosed with macular degeneration. But as long as my mother was alive, my dad would not go to the lighthouse, although he was involved. I got him involved with the talking books. And that was when the Library for the Blind was on Sacramento Street. And that was many, many years ago. But in 1998, when she passed away, I said, okay, you're going to the lighthouse. And ever since then, which was about 25 years ago, I've been volunteering. And he was a professor. I was not. I got an AA degree. I went to college for 2 years and quit. I didn't go any farther, but he had a PhD in English Lit. But it seemed like all the people in the lighthouse were interested in asking me about diabetes. I knew nothing about it, but I started investigating and finding out all about it. And then when I found out about this committee last year, I thought, oh, wow, this is great. I'm going to get on it. And I'm on it. And I'm very happy because there are so many things out there that people don't know. And so much information that we need to get out there, because it is a deadly disease, but it doesn't have to be. So that's my passion. And I've got to the point where I've belonged to quite a few affiliates, but I don't do too much there except go to the meetings because I'm very busy here, but I love it. Keeps me busy and out of trouble. And another thing is all of the people in CCB and ACB are wonderful, just wonderful, wonderful people to work with, no matter what the committee is. So thank you so much for allowing me to be a part of all of this. That's it. I'm done.
Thank you, Nikki. Thank you. Anyone else?
Sorry, I was muted. Just a minute. No, Christy, no hands.
John, Nancy, Livy? Any comments?
Livy, go ahead. Okay, hang on.
Yep, gotcha.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Amen to everything. I'm very proud of this group. We're small, but we're mighty. And we need to get mightier. And Nellie, as soon as you send that letter or find that letter and resend it, or Christy, whoever, Christy. I've already got, oh, Christy, okay. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. I've got an email already from one of my congressmen that I want to send it to. And I'm hoping, I was not able to attend our you know, to afford to pay for the leadership imperatives things, but I listened to as much as I could. And I don't know who's, you know, I'm still willing to work with that and work with whomever from our area, Jamie or Sarah or whomever, to you know, talk to our Congress folks and Feinstein's people about that, about the imperatives.
You should have gotten an email from someone. If you didn't, you need to contact Jeff and Alice Turner and okay. Artis Bazin. And with that, Alan, you're with me and Nellie. So we already asked for permission for that. So good. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let me go to the next thing is membership recruitment. We're a minute early. Ooh, I like it. All right. So, if you would like to join California Diabetics in Action, CDA, as a member, please send your $25 dues to Christy Crespin through Zelle or Venmo. I didn't put that in there, but I prefer Zelle because Venmo taxes us. At my telephone number, 909-800-7189. And or communicate with Nellie Emerson. And Nellie, do you want to give your preferred telephone number? She's our treasurer.
Yes. My cell phone number is area code 951-237-2960. So that is 951-237-2960, and I also do text, so I am available anytime. Thank you.
Okay, and her email address is Nellie, Nelly dot Emerson, Emerson, at att.net. And my email address as president is blind.lcsw. I'm blind and I'm a licensed clinical social worker. So blind.lcsw@gmail.com. The CDA email, as we've been advertising and not getting emails on, so come on, people, use it. Get us happy. It's CDA for California Diabetics in Action dot CCB 22@gmail.com. All small letters. CDA.CCB22@gmail.com. If you are a member of ACBDA, the American Council of the Blind, Diabetics in Action, your dues are $15. And that is because it is wishful thinking that we are going to affiliate. If you are not affiliated with ACBDA, your membership dues are $25. If you'd like to talk to either Nellie or me, please do so. We would love to talk with you about why it's important to join. Now it's time, 3 minutes early, for audience comment. So if you have comments, please raise your hand.
Alan, go ahead, please.
I was on the president's call about 2 weeks ago. And one of the things that did come up was membership, trying to recruit and obtain membership in the various chapters and all of the chapters,
mm-hmm.
and the convention. Mostly is what the meeting was all about.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. Anyone else?
Nikki has her hand up. Go ahead, Nikki.
Nikki.
Okay. I'd like to just briefly mention about the sleep affecting the blood sugar levels, because I knew that there was a problem there, and I did some investigation because one of my friends would always have a graham cracker and other people would have something. And I thought, well, why did that, you know, why is that necessary? And I didn't realize that people's sugar can spike while they're sleeping. So I found a really good thing that's supposed to work very well is before you go to bed, if you have a little snack, have a little bit of peanut butter on a piece of grain bread. And that helps satisfy your system so that you don't have a spike in sugar when you wake up. And I think that's fascinating. I don't know why we didn't know that years and years ago. Maybe some people did, but I certainly didn't. So I just wanted to bring that up because I think that's a really important thing for people with diabetes. If they don't have a regular kind of snack in the evening and they have trouble with the blood sugar escalating overnight. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Nikki. Anyone else have a comment? How about some of you guys who, you know, you've been here, you've been very quiet. I'd really like to hear from you.
Jamie? Hello, thank you.
Uh-huh.
You know, I've learned a lot. You know, that was my main focus, was to come, and because I've heard, you know, about this group for quite a while through Olivia. But honestly, I wasn't sure because I am not a diabetic. Okay. And then the group is called Diabetics in Action. I'm like, well, maybe it's a closed group. I'm not diabetic, right? However, you know, I think it's important to be aware and learn from, you know, all the different communities and the committees so we could get the word out to those who could really benefit, you know, as diabetics, or if you have educational programs or workshops or anything like that, you know, for education of, you know, pre-diabetes, you know, to help individuals through the journey so they can manage it to the point to where, you know, it's not so detrimental. Because, you know, at the Blind Center, you know, I see the tail end of the diabetes concerns and the health issues that is just devastating. I mean, I had no idea. I've learned a lot through my own clients, right?
Right.
you know, sometimes they'll say, well, I'm already blind, so why should I care? You know, I'm not going to take care of my health. And they're like, no. That's not the way you should have that, you know, attitude. But so I'm really looking how through your group or within your group, you know, how we could support the community overall that are not, you know, that's why I asked the question, were they, do you have to be an ACB member or a CCB member? Because, you know, we all know that even our own chapters are struggling just to
get members, and that's always a work in progress. But if, you know, because if we could put this information out, like you said, to, you know, through our community outreaches and let them know that, you know, there is support out there, and please join them. And so I just appreciate coming in and learning. And it helps me educate those who do have diabetes or pre-diabetes, in a sense. I do have family members that have diabetes, but, you know, it's not my everyday living like, you know, your guys's.
And unfortunately, it's a rank that you can join and you don't even know you've joined it. But half of our members of the board do not have diabetes. I have pre-diabetes. Two of our board members have diabetes and three do not.
So everybody's welcome.
Yep. Thank you, Jamie. Any other hands?
No, not at the moment. And Nancy's back. She came back.
Yeah, I know. I heard that. Thank you.
All right.
So would anyone else?
Nikki, I'm sorry. Nikki, go ahead, Nikki.
Okay, I just wanted to mention that on another meeting, I found that Brandon is new. So I wondered if he would like to make a comment about this meeting and what you thought of it. And, you know, do you appreciate us being here? And are you glad that you're part of CCB?
Sure.
No, don't be shy.
Absolutely. Yeah. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, no, I'm kind of just trying to take everything in right now as a new member and trying to see all there is to offer, because from what I understand, there's a lot available, and, you know, obviously trying to take too much of the whole pie all at once is, you know, pretty difficult. So, mm-hmm. Which myself, one of the reasons why I jumped in to join this meeting to see kind of similar to Jamie, to see kind of what's going on. You know, I am at risk for diabetes. I'm not quite pre-diabetic, but I'm pretty close to the precipice. And so, you know, it's something that, you know, definitely is something that concerns me for myself, not just myself, but working with different clientele as well, because I do work for Valley Center for the Blind. It's around me in all different ways, shapes and forms. So just kind of trying to take everything in, but there's a lot of good information that came out of this, a lot of good discussion, I think, and very welcoming is probably the best way I can explain it. Personally, I should say. Yeah.
Thank you so much. And you're always welcome.
Absolutely. Thank you, Brandon.
And Livy. Livy has her hand.
Yes, okay. Thank you. And Brandon, as an FYI, Brandon is a brand new member of our CCB Fresno chapter as of last night.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah. So he's just, you know, there and go. I just Vivian, had another.
Go ahead.
Wait a second. Oh.
Vivian.
Livy was still talking.
Sorry, I thought she was done.
Nope.
Go ahead, Livy.
I just had another epiphany. I'm just wondering, because everybody's been talking about community outreach and all that kind of jazz. I'm just wondering if we shouldn't try to put together some kind of a community outreach type of seminar or workshop or something like that, because I was thinking of some of the iHeartRadio stations, they have what they call Community Matters or something like that. And it's on like on Sunday mornings at 7:00 a.m., you know, when nobody's up, but, or some people are. And, you know, any kind of thing like that, you know, they want people to come in and tell about their groups or their organizations or what they do and stuff like that. And I think that particular venue, and I think they repeat it as well. I don't know when, but I think something like that would be extremely valuable. So I'm just throwing that out and universe here and see what.
Oh, good. So you get to give us research it when you hear the stuff, when you hear the contact information, record it, write it down, do something and get it to us.
I can do that. I can do that. Yeah. I will do that and get it to you.
Most broadcasting organizations as well have basically these, their PSAs. Yeah.
Right.
So that'd be a perfect avenue to travel down.
And I know how to write those. I've written those before. Perfect. So
yeah. Okay. So.
Great. Good meeting you,
Vivian.
Yeah. So I see that this is not my original comment, but what I see what Vivian was saying, that could be a long-term project of ours. And that what happens with that long-term project is that we cover different aspects in preparation of it, thereby building up different, you know, for example, we get our little blurb together. And then we're able to present it in such a way. So that's a great idea. But I did want to let you guys know that on the 27th of this month, let's see. Now, I don't know. It's a AAVL. I will be part of that webinar. And it's about positive solutions to healthcare. And so I'm bringing it up because if any of you may or may not have had positive experiences with your healthcare team, that topic is going to be discussed. That's the 27th. That's a Wednesday. I think they told me it's 11 o'clock Eastern time. So I just want to throw that
March,
up.
March 27th?
March.
That's not a Wednesday.
I didn't say Wednesday. I said Monday.
Oh, okay. I thought you said Wednesday. Thank you.
I know. Well, okay. I don't have a calendar in front of me, so that but I just thought I'd share that with you guys.
Good.
All right.
All right. We are running over time, so unless we have other comments, our next, go ahead.
I move that we adjourn.
Oh, well, hang on, John. We're not doing that yet. Our next meeting and program will be held on Saturday, May 27th, May 27, 2023, which is a Saturday, 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. So again, May 27, 2023, 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. And without further ado, I adjourn this meeting at 3:35 p.m. Thank you.